Thanks, Dragfoot.
Nice to meet you guys.
Yes, thank you.
All right. So, you want me to ask? Okay. How old are you? Sorry.
How old am I?
Yeah.
Let's see. 33. 84?
84. Thank you. What do you think is the most significant difference between when you went to school and now?
Well, you could even be thankful that you do have a school like this to attend.
Yeah.
You know, we accepted what there was up there, what's going on. And we had some pleasant memories from it.
Thank you. What did your classroom look like? What did your classroom look like?
What did your class look like, the schoolhouse?
Oh, it was four grades. And it, all of us were in each row. I mean, you know, one in each row of class.
Uh-huh.
And then they had...
Did the teacher have a desk at the front?
Did the teacher have a desk in the front of the room?
Yes.
Was there a furnace or a fireplace in the room?
Just a wood stove.
Thank you. How many students were in your class? There was four grades. How many students were in the room?
Oh, let's see. There was only four in my class. But there was four grades.
So about 12 students?
No, I think, let's see. Some classes were bigger. I can't. Probably 20 total.
Okay, thank you.
Just one second. The teacher we had was Mrs. Briggs, and she lives in that house right down beyond the pond.
That's cool, thank you. How did your teacher teach the classes? Did you feel you got enough attention from your teachers?
She had something for all the classes to keep busy doing.
Did you feel like you needed more help than you got in school? Did you feel like you needed more help than you got?
You know, I really couldn't answer that. I made it through school, high school, and, you know.
Did she have... Was she busy trying to help each student individually? Is
yeah.
that how she did it?
She was.
She'd give some work and then she'd help the students each one at a time?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. What were your teachers like? Do you remember any of them, if they were nice or mean or strict?
Mrs. Briggs was an outstanding lady. She knew when to be strict. She was standing in the corner once because she punished me for something. I don't remember what, but.
Sounds like my teacher. Was it cold in your school in the winter?
Yeah. You said cold.
Yeah, was it cold?
Most of the time it would keep pretty warm. I remember once a chimney wouldn't draw or something, and there wasn't any heat in the school at all, hardly.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully it wasn't a day like today.
Was your school room too small for the amount of kids? Was it cramped or squished?
Yeah. It was cramped.
Was your room smaller than this room?
No.
No? Want to read some?
Sure. Or you know, I can do that one.
Okay. What time did the school start? What time did the school day start?
I think 9 o'clock, if I remember right.
And what time did you get out?
I think 3 or 3:30.
Thank you.
What was your recess like? What was your recess like?
Did you have recess? And what was it like?
Yes, we did, morning and afternoon.
Was it like fun? What kind of games did you play?
Yeah, we played baseball and stuff like that, and recess time.
Oh, that's cool. How long was recess, and how many times a day would you have recess?
Do you want to know how long the recess was? And how many times?
I think 15 minutes, what I can remember.
How many times a day would you have recess?
Twice, morning and afternoon.
Where would you play baseball?
Where did you play baseball?
On the hill, right beside the hill. Going up around to the church.
Mm-hmm. Behind the school?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was
like a little stadium back there, right, with the hill?
All right. What did you eat at school? What did you have for a snack, if you did have snack?
Yes. Whatever you happened to bring home from school, you know, when you came to school.
Would you have lunch?
We lived close enough so we could run home and back during lunch hour. It was from 12 to 1, so.
That's cool.
Did some kids have to bring their lunch? In a lunch bucket or something?
Yes.
Some kids did that, and they just...
There was a lot of them from North Lever.
They ate at school?
Yeah.
In the classroom, or...?
Right.
What were your classmates like? Do you remember having friends?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, in fact, Mrs. Abbott was mentioned, and we've known her for years since.
She's going to come after the Christmas break to be interviewed, Mrs. Abbott.
Do you remember ever being bullied in school? Being teased or picked on?
No, I don't remember. Maybe, you know, a lot of times they're just good-natured joshing or something, but...
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite subject in school? Did you like math or reading?
I guess math.
What classes did you have in school? What different subjects?
Oh boy, there was the history.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, math and
social studies.
Yeah. And of course, music teacher used to come down from New Salem.
Hmm.
And so we.
Was it a she or a he?
she, Mrs. Bainson.
And did she come once a week or once
a
month?
So, if I remember right.
Yeah. Yeah. That was fun? Was it fun?
Yeah. Change of pace.
Yeah. Did you sing or did she bring instruments or?
Say that.
Did you sing? Is that what you did with the teacher or what? Did she bring along any instruments or anything?
Seems to me there was a piano in the room, or did we go up? I think the piano was upstairs, what I can remember.
Oh.
I guess that's where we went for the music part.
To the that upstairs room?
Yeah.
Oh, because that was kind of a big meeting room, wasn't it?
It was what?
Kind of a bigger open room where they could have meetings. And.
Yeah, it was wide open.
Yeah. Nice.
Right. So what did your math books look like? What did you learn in math?
Usually, it's typical math books, from what I can remember.
So like just problems and then you just had to solve them?
Yeah.
Okay. Like what kind of math did you learn?
Pardon?
What kind of math did you learn?
Everything multiplying and dividing and subtracting. And
yeah,
all
right. What did you write on? What did the teacher write on?
They had blackboards. I think it was three or four blackboards up around the front. And
that's cool. What did you guys get to write on?
Pardon?
What did you guys get to write on, like, as students?
Did you have paper? What did you guys write on, Dad?
Paper. Paper, I guess. Oh.
How did you get graded?
With a report card.
How were you complimented for good work? Did the teacher, like, write it on your tests, or did you, like, say it to you?
How did Mrs. Briggs tell you how you did? Did she compliment you or give you a nice little note or something?
Yeah, and then we had report cards. Mm-hmm. Every end of the merit marking period, I don't remember.
Yeah.
What happened if you got an answer wrong?
Make you go up and write it on the board in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of sad. What happened if you failed the test? Would you like stay back a grade?
No, I don't think they failed anybody that I can remember.
Did you feel that your school prepared you for life beyond Leverett?
What was that one?
Do you think Leverett did a good job on educating you when you were a little kid?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because you went...
You went on into Amherst and didn't have any problems.
You went through eighth grade at Morris Corner, right?
Pardon?
Did you go from first grade to eighth grade in Morris Corner?
No, we were living in Grafton, Vermont at the time. I went first four grades there.
Okay.
So then Morris Corner was fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth.
Okay. That's right, because North Leverett was the grades 1 through 4, wasn't it? In North Leverett was where the little younger grades were. Yeah.
Yeah.
What were the basic rules in class?
Not talk out.
So like regular rules, don't talk, don't interrupt anyone, or don't be mean kind of thing?
You're expected to behave?
Yes.
So what were the punishments if you didn't behave? What happened if you got in trouble?
She'd send a note home to the parents.
Did you ever have to, like, stand in the hall?
Did you have to stand out in the hallway?
Or in the corner, I guess it would be, in a one-room schoolhouse.
What happened if you were late to school?
We never were late. Just something for humor I was sharing with William. Mrs. Briggs used to come as a bus would pick up her and take her around his roof and then bring her up to Boyd's Corner. And the bus broke down. So it got about 9:30, 10 o'clock, and we all the whole class went for a walk. But we forgot that we were going by my Uncle Denny, where he lived. He was on the school board. He'd come running out and he said, "You get back to school where you belong."
Was your school segregated? Was your school segregated?
Did you have any kids with other races in the school? Or all Caucasian kids? All white kids?
How did you get to school? You said you ran there?
Yeah, we could walk.
Even when it was snowy? Even when it was snowy?
When it was snowing, you still walked?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you ever have snow days where school was canceled?
I think there was a few times that the bus could bring Mrs. Briggs up.
And how did you spend those snow days? How did you spend those days when you didn't go to school?
When you didn't go to school, what did you do?
Used to work with my dad. He worked on the farm.
Okay. Sounds good. I like working with my dad. So you said you had music class. Did you have art class in school?
Yeah, I believe it was I don't remember who taught it or anything either, but we did have her.
Did you have a writing teacher that came in for writing, handwriting, or were you too old for that?
I remember the principal's name was Mr. Cox. He was from New Salem, and he was a traveling principal.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's cool. All right, I think that's all the questions.
But do you have anything? Do you have any other like scenarios or like things that happened that were really crazy or like really cool that happened in school?
I guess again, I already.
You share about when you went on a walk?
Yeah.
To class? All right, I think that's it. Thank you.
What about bathroom?
Oh, bathroom, yeah.
How was it back then?
What was that?
Where did you go to the bathroom?
For bathrooms.
They had a outhouse there.
That's a big change.
Yeah.
And was it part of the school, or was it, did you have to walk to it?
You had to walk out around through the snow or whatever.
Was it really cold? Like sometimes?
Was it cold, the outhouse?
Oh, yeah.
It's still there, right? They may go to visit the Moore's Corner School in the spring just to see it, and they'll see the outhouse.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Good
with you.
Yeah, nice talking to you. All right.
Meeting you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye now.
Bye. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. Take care.
We love you, too.
Bye-bye.